Amazon is launching a marketplace in two new countries. There's soon going to be another way to use sponsored TV ads. Make sure you confirm your seller information with Amazon so you don't get your account suspended. These stories and more on today's Weekly Buzz. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I'm your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that is our Helium 10 Weekly Buzz, where we give you a rundown of all the news stories that are going on in the Amazon, Walmart, and e-commerce world, and we give you training tips of the week that'll give you serious strategies for serious sellers of any level in the e-commerce world. Let's see what's buzzing. All right, let's go ahead and hop right into the news stories. Now, the first one is actually about a new marketplace that has launched. All right, there was a while where Amazon was launching marketplaces left and right. Then there was like a year or two where it seemed like there wasn't, you know, many new after the ones it launched in like Poland and Netherlands, etc. And now we have an article from Amazon entitled Amazon Launches Amazon.co.za in South Africa. All right, so Amazon has now launched and customers in South Africa can now shop on this website that I just mentioned. And they've got desktop browser, mobile browser, everything. Well, there's 20 different product categories that they have, and they actually get free delivery on their first order, and then free delivery for any subsequent orders above 500 of their currency, which is about 27 US dollars. Interestingly, you know, something different in South Africa, they receive their status updates via WhatsApp. All right, so that's how they can track their orders there. And they also have hassle-free returns. So here's another English language-based country that is opening up. And so as the opportunity to sell there come for foreign sellers, might be a little bit easier to get your listings ready for that market. Speaking of English-based countries where Amazon is expanding to, another announcement was made this same week, again from Amazon, entitled Amazon Announces the Launch of Amazon.ie. You guys know where that is? Amazon.ie in Ireland, all right? Not this year, but next year, 2025, Amazon is going to launch there. Now, this article mentioned how, you know, there's already a lot of people in Ireland who are searching on Amazon, but they're having to search from other countries. And so now there is going to be a dedicated Amazon marketplace in that country. Now, right off the bat, there's going to be a lot of local sellers who will be able to take advantage of that platform. This article says that there's already over 1,000 small and medium-sized Irish businesses already selling on Amazon, and they generated over 150 million euros in export sales in 2022. So, you know, sometimes when they launch new marketplaces, there's like a slower rollout or a local rollout that, you know, starts before the major rollout. So I would assume if things go similar to these other launches, you know, some local sellers might have first access to be able to sell on that marketplace. But again, another marketplace where it's English language based for the most part, and you're not going to have to, you know, go through some like heavy duty translations to get your listings live in that country. So what about you? Do we have any Irish sellers who are selling in other marketplaces, Amazon UK or Amazon USA? Are you looking forward to having your own Amazon Ireland? Let us know in the comments below. Next article, also about Amazon, and this is about advertising. All right, so this article is actually from the USA Today, and it's entitled "It's Getting Harder to Avoid Commercials. Amazon Joins Other Streamers with Pause Ads." So, what does the pause ads mean? So, that's like, let's say you're watching a streaming program and you hit pause, got to go to the bathroom, or you're doing something on your phone or whatever. So you hit pause. Well, instead of just the screen pausing, now there's going to be ads that will be visible. And also shoppable carousel ads that are going to play during scheduled commercial breaks on Amazon Prime Video. Ads on Prime Video is nothing new. You know, this article reminds us that, hey, earlier this month, Prime Video started to push advertisements on its basic tier of viewers. And remember, it costs $8.99 per month or $14.99 per month as part of Amazon Prime. And then you have to pay $2.99 a month more if you don't want to see these ads. Now, ads on streaming television is nothing new. You know, like Hulu, Peacock have these pause ads before. And so now Amazon is doing it. So the three types of ads that USA Today reports that Amazon's going to have, number one, carousel ads. It's going to pop up in a sliding lineup during Prime Video ad breaks. And pause ads, which I just mentioned, if a show, movie, or even a live sport is paused, there's going to be these like translucent, transparent ads that'll have brand messaging and imagery and even add to cart buttons on there. And then brand trivia ads. That one I'm not sure about. But it says it's going to share facts about the brand with the viewers while also giving them opportunities to add the product to their Amazon cart. So again, if you, I'm just wondering, you know, has anybody been using Amazon sponsored TV? These are things I might not even have mentioned in Weekly Buzz a couple of years ago because no regular sellers would be able to have, you know, be able to qualify for this kind of advertising. But now with sponsored TV, it's kind of made it available to even smaller sellers. As a matter of fact, I just started a sponsored TV campaign in Project X and was able to do it for like $20 a day budget. So, you know, even smaller sellers are able to get into this. Now, speaking of streaming video ads, not to be outdone, Walmart made an announcement this week on the verge. Isn't it funny how Amazon will announce something, then Walmart will do the same? Or Walmart will announce something, a few days later, there's going to be an Amazon announcement about something similar. It's like they don't want the other one to one-up each other, right? I love it. It's great for us you know, consumers out there that they're competing for new features, and good for sellers giving us new opportunities to advertise, right? Well, Walmart, here in this article from The Verge, says, Walmart shopper data will soon feed targeted ads on Disney Plus and Hulu. All right. So now information about shoppers, both in store and also those who shop on Walmart.com, are going to be kind of like shared for Disney's streaming portfolio, which includes Disney Plus and Hulu. Now, this article says, as part of this deal, Walmart advertisers will be able to match the retailer shopper data with Disney's audience graph tools, helping them target audiences and measure data better. Now, I'm not sure, you know, how, you know, if a regular, you know, Walmart sellers, how many of them can participate in this. But again, it's just interesting to me to see where we're coming. You know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, not only were people not even selling on Walmart, but, you know, nobody would have dreamed that, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and maybe put some of my Walmart products on Disney show or a Hulu show. There was no, I don't even know if there was a Hulu like 4 or 5 years ago. But anyways, it's just interesting how, you know, the ecosystem of advertising and streaming is progressing, and it's affecting, you know, Amazon and Walmart sellers. Going back to something advanced now, this might only affect some of you, but I wanted to bring it out. Those of you who are using Amazon Marketing Cloud, Amazon Advertising announced this week that AMC, Amazon Marketing Cloud, now supports offline sales insights. All right. So to get this, you subscribe to something called NCS CPG Insight Stream. It's a paid feature in AMC. Now, the difference of what this is providing compared to before, well, you know, you could use AMC to be able to see, hey, how is our ads impacting online engagement of what, you know, our consumers are doing after they view our ad. But now you're going to be able to measure the impact of offline sales. All right. I'm not going to go too deep into this because I know it only affects, you know, very few of you are of the level that you're doing AMC. But if you are, make sure to take a look at the article that I linked to below about this and see if this is something that you could leverage. Now, something that affects every single third-party seller on Amazon. Some of you already might have got it, but you saw the announcement that, hey, you've got to review your business information for Inform Act requirements. Inform Act, that's a law here in the United States where you've got to confirm your, like, you know, contact details and your address and stuff. It's hard to believe it's been a year already since this came out. We talked about this a lot in the Weekly Buzz last year where, you know, Amazon was like sending all these like warning messages. Hey, you might get your account suspended if you don't do this. Well, now you're starting to see these notifications come up again, and you need to act on it right away. So what the threshold is starting last month, if you've got 200 or more transactions or $5,000 or more in revenue during a continuous 12-month period, you are going to get this notification that you have to review and certify your business information. This is not just some Amazon rule. This is like the law, you know, like any marketplace is going to have it. I'm sure Walmart will have something similar as well. However, you don't need to wait for the notification, all right? You can go to your account health page, All right. And review your account information. If you look in your news on your Seller Central dashboard, you can get the link where to check this. And you're going to be able to kind of like proactively do it, because let's say you do get that notification. Well, you only have 10 days, all right, in order to certify this information. Now, there's a lot of questions that sellers are having about this, like, you know, different scenarios. So Shivali has been writing a blog about this with all your frequently asked questions. By the time you're watching this, if you're watching this live, I'm not sure it'll be available yet, but sometime later on today, Thursday, go to h10.me/blog and you should see it towards the top, a blog article about the InformAct. It's going to have the links where you can go check in your Seller Central dashboard. It'll have pretty much the answer to any question you might have about this. So make sure to go to h10.me/blog later today. And you will be able to get more information about what you need to do to make sure your account does not get suspended. Another small announcement from Amazon Seller Central. Last week, we talked about a new FedEx service that you can buy if you're doing merchant fulfilled, FBM, right? Well, now you also can do UPS Ground Saver. That's like one of the cheapest forms of shipping for UPS for residential deliveries. All right. So it's a new option that you can go ahead and buy shipping labels for UPS Ground Saver. All right. And I didn't even know this. Ground Saver actually delivers 7 days a week. I was like, what? UPS delivers on Sunday? Didn't realize that. All right. You can even deliver to PO boxes with this. All right. So, you know, like, you know, normal UPS, you can't really deliver UPS. But I think what this does is like transfers it to post offices or something like that. But anyways, check out the Seller Central dashboard. You'll get more information on this. I'm all about shipping. Next article is not really an article, but you guys remember last year, like about last November in the Weekly Buzz, I talked about this news article that came out that said, hey, Meta is letting Amazon shoppers buy products on Facebook and Instagram without leaving the app. So this is something that CNBC and other articles were reporting way back in November of last year. Well, if you look on LinkedIn, our Serious Sellers podcast buddy, Laron, he's talking about how he's actually now seeing it in his Instagram account. He had a video here that showed how he was on his Instagram and there was an ad that he saw, and then it allowed him to sign in while he was still on Instagram to his Amazon account and, you know, able to purchase that product. So he had a lot of like discussion on his LinkedIn about, you know, what he thinks is coming, if this really is rolling out, or maybe he's just special. I'm not sure. And that's why he got to see. I haven't seen this yet, but, you know, like I said, it was announced way back in November. And so hopefully maybe this is finally going to get rolled out. We might see some more official announcements about how Amazon sellers are going to be able to leverage advertising on Instagram, perhaps even in Facebook. Yeah, it's going to open up a world of opportunity. Last thing I just want to remind you guys, in a few weeks, I'm going to be in Madrid, Spain with a lot of other sellers. All right. So make sure to sign up. I don't care if you live in the United States. If you can make it to Madrid, get out there. If you're in Europe, man, that's like a $60 Ryanair flight away. Hang out with us in Madrid, Spain. We are doing our elite workshop, normally only open to elite members, but we're opening it up to others. Together with Avosk, we've got some amazing speakers like Leo Scovio, Alina, Carrie. We've got Vincenzo Toscano. We're going to be talking about a lot of high-end Amazon and Walmart strategy. We're going to have a lot of networking opportunities. Really, looking forward to our first ever event in Spain. So if you'd like to get there, make sure to go to h10.me/elite Spain. h10.me/elite Spain. All right, let's get into our training tip of the week. And this one is about a couple of things I want to highlight. And the first thing is about competitor tracking. This, I think, is something that people sleep on. I think, you know, competitor tracking is not new. A lot of people have been doing it, but it's a manual process. Like what kind of things do you want to track with your competitor? Do you want to track if they're getting sales from new keywords that you might not know about? Well, what do? You probably run Cerebro once a week on them or once every other week or something. Do you want to check if they have price changes, like they're lowering their price or raising their price? Maybe they're running a coupon. Maybe their category is changing. Maybe their listing is changing. Well, I mean, if you're monitoring that, you're probably like having somebody go to their Amazon page and refreshing it or something, right? Well, remember, you don't have to do that. So Helium 10 members, Diamond and Up, you've got access to what we call the Insights Dashboard. So how you can have Helium 10 do all of this work for you is just go to your dashboard, go to one of your products, click the arrow that opens up the details of it, and then go to the competitors tab and make sure to add competitors. All right. So you can see right here, those of you watching on YouTube, I added four main coffin shelves right here that I'm monitoring. And I now will know, hey, if any of these coffin shelves change their price, or maybe their sales get better than mine, or their sales get worse than mine, or maybe other fulfillment type changes, or maybe they start running the coupon, or maybe they end a coupon, I'm going to see that. In addition, if they start getting sales from a new keyword that I might not have in my listing, I can actually get a notification of that. I don't have to go checking Cerebro all the time. So how I did that was I went here to my insights and I hit insight settings at the very bottom. And in insight settings, I was able to make new insights. Where I do that, there's two kinds. The keyword one is right here under keyword. I select the thing that says keyword suggestions based on my competitors. And after I select that, I can set the parameters where I can say, hey, if I'm not ranking for a keyword, but one of my competitors is ranking from 1 to 20 or whatever, you know, ratio I want, it's going to give me a notification that they're on page one for that keyword. The other one here is under competitor. I can start selecting things like competitor changed their price, or they started or ended a coupon, their performance changes. That could be anything from their BSR is more or less than mine, the review count increases by a certain percentage, their sales increase by a certain percentage, or maybe I want to see when they change their listing, like their title or their main image, their category, their subcategory. And so we've got all of these options that allow you to set these notifications so that we're doing the work for you and you're not having to go constantly every day refresh the listing to see what your competitors are doing. One more thing, speaking of competitors, you know, I've talked about this before, but to me, this is just like an amazing asset. Whenever you are going on Amazon, this is like one of the things that I look at. And anywhere, as long as you have the Helium 10 Chrome extension installed, in the search results, now you are going to see a blue bar above the three products that are the brand analytics top clicked for the previous week. All right. So it'll say ABA most clicked number one. This is super, super insightful because now it's not just a matter of, oh, I think the products that are performing best for this keyword, maybe they're the ones at the top, or maybe they have the most sales or whatever. No, I can literally get the information from Amazon, from brand analytics. Now, the only way you'll see this is if your account has brand registry, because that by Amazon terms of service, we can only show it to those who have brand registry. But you can now see which are the most clicked. And not only that, if you put your mouse over that ABA most clicked, it's going to tell you what the conversion percentage is. Like the one that was most clicked, look at that. They only have, this coffin shelf has only 7% of the sales. Now, this one that was the second most clicked, they've got 38% of the sales. Now, take a look at this one. Here's the third most clicked. It's actually a makeup shelf. So you might think, oh, man, this person probably has the third most sales on this page. If I mouse over it, even though they're the most third most clicked, I can see that here they have 0% of the conversions in a full week. So, like, I'm not even worried about that coffin shelf. If they're not getting any sales, let them have all the third most clicks on the page because people aren't liking what they have, right? So really, really beneficial tool that is available if you have the Chrome extension. All right, guys, that's it this week for the Weekly Buzz. Hope you found this insightful, and make sure to join us next week to see what's buzzing.